Podcasting.
RSS, XML, what is that? Who cares? Podcasting? Who are you kidding? You just want a new toy. That's what they told me, but I thought differently. I thought all this cool stuff had value in K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of these podcasts, I'm the director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. These podcasts will learn audio archive of my adventure in bringing RSS and podcasting to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride.
Welcome back to Adventures in Podcasting. This is podcast number 107 for April 13th, 2008. I'm getting a late start tonight because I've been watching The Deadliest Catch all afternoon. Actually, that's not true. I've been watching it all evening. At any rate, I just thought I'd probably ought to come in here and do the Adventures in Podcasting show, which really should be renamed to the Resources Show sent to me by John and Peggy. But nonetheless, I need to bring you up to speed on what I did not do most of the week, which was anything to do with podcasting because of that doggone job just getting in the way. On the show, like normal, I'll always have the PUSD podcasting updates, just a couple things that didn't happen this week, followed by RSS updates. I'm going to skip on by. Yeah, it's getting pretty normal to do that, unfortunately. It's probably not a good thing, but that is the way it has been running. And then I've got a boatload, that's a technical term, boatload of RSS and podcasting tools. And basically, these are resources that Peggy and John sent to me this past week. So I'm going to share those with you. And as always, we'll round out the show with other items worth mentioning. But basically, it's a pretty quick show. Oh, darn, I jinxed it. And nonetheless, I do have to start off with some news. Adventures in Podcasting does have a new site. You can check it out at www.seanwheeler.name/AIP. AIP would be short for Adventures in Podcasting. So please make sure you change your RSS feed in your podcast catcher. I use iTunes, but I don't know what you use. But nonetheless, if you're using something like that, please change that. I'm going to simulpost for a little bit longer, and then that link on the staff web will be going away. So we'll go straight to the seanwheeler.name/AIP. AIP is for Adventures in Podcasting. So with that, I'm going to put a little transition tune in there, and I'll be back.
Scooby-Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Scooby-Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now.
Alrighty, that's Frederica singing Scooby-Dooby-Doo. And I think I ought to probably have her sing that again because my wife says her voice changed now that her tonsils are out. I hadn't really noticed it, but I guess that's the beauty of having her on recording. And so maybe I'll have her re-sing that later on this week. So at any rate, PUSD Podcasting Updates, not a lot going on this week. That doggone job's getting in the way of the cool stuff. But nonetheless, have to do that, have to do what they hire me to do. So at any rate, one good thing that did happen, Dr. Santarelli did do another podcast. I got a call from the gentleman who does all the post-production on it, which isn't me, which makes it even better. And he told me that he was running a little bit behind on that Friday, which was totally okay because I didn't have a copy on it. And at any rate, but nonetheless, it got done. We should have that online by Monday or Tuesday. So that's still pretty cool because Dr. Santarelli's the new captain of the ship running the district, and he's doing podcasting. I think that's just wicked cool. In fact, he's doing podcasting and video casting to the community and to the employees. So good stuff going on there. So I think that part's cool. And on that note, I'm going to say that's just about everything we did. Jim and I had to postpone our What's Hot in PUSD again. Things just happen to get in the way from time to time, so that happens once in a while. But nonetheless, we'll get around to getting that back online. And moving right along, let's see, I need to skip on by RSS and, should I skip by that? Yeah, well, I talked a little bit about RSS, if that helps, if that matters. I did talk about it to a class we had this week and tried to explain it. Wasn't the focus of the class, so I was a little bit leery about going too far down that road. I wanted to kind of keep them focused on what we were there for, which was Moodle, which is taking up quite a bit of my time with that conversion right now. Although I guess I really should say it before I go into RSS. I should talk about the Apple Podcast Server because I ran into a little interesting thing this week. I finally had a phone call with the good folks from Apple about that server. And I've had the new software on my desk for, oh, I don't know, maybe 6 months or so. And since my days of really doing crazy things with Macs has long been, well, 8 years or so gone by since I really did a lot of work with Macs. So I'm a little bit leery about shoving in that CD and doing an upgrade to a system that's up and running and working. So nonetheless, I had a phone call to kind of talk about what it would take to get that updated. And I guess the biggest bummer about that whole conversation was there's no migration path for my current podcast server's content. And that's an important thing to understand, because if I just did that update, in fact, what they recommended we do is do a backup of the data and basically do a complete brand new install of the OS system and then bring the data back in. Now, the good news is there is a migration path for the listserv, which is important to me because I am using that in the district. Actually, public relations is, but nonetheless, it's being utilized. And then the bummer part was the things that we have on the podcast side. And, you know, basically, it's a brute force thing. So this is kind of one of those, I guess you call it a happy problem to have, because it could be a whole lot worse. You know, I can talk about I haven't had as many people jumping on this as I would like, but by the same token, if I had a couple hundred people with, you know, maybe anywhere from 15 to 30 podcasts online, that would be a manual move. And so this is kind of a catch, a good catch 22, I suppose. Upgrading will be a little bit painful, excuse me, when we get around to doing it, but nonetheless, it could be a whole lot worse. So I've done brute force rebuilds before, brute force conversions before. I'm doing one right now, and you know, it's not the end of the world, but it is a bummer. And so I thought I would mention that one, because it is kind of important to realize that that's part of a transition that we'll be going through here at some point in time. So, what I'm looking for is to get a quote, find out what it's going to cost to do that upgrade, because I'm just a little bit leery about doing that one. If you can hear that, I whispered that. All right, we'll skip on by POSD and RSS updates. So that tells me, where are we? We are at about 7 minutes and change. Okay, on that part two. All right, moving right along here. What should we be talking about now? How about RSS and podcasting tools? Now, I should just call this the research section of the show. And I've got a couple, excuse me, a couple of really cool links here from Peggy and John, and I'm going to go to the first one, which is one that Peggy sent to me, so I need to get that one pulled up on the screen here, so bear with me just for a second. Copy that shortcut, we'll go in here, we'll post that bad boy in there, boom, load it up. This is Web 2.0 for the Classroom Teacher, and this one Peggy sent to me this week, and this is cool. It's not everything's about RSS and podcasting in it, but that's totally okay, because it does talk about Web 2.0 tools, and it's sectioned out. And this is being run by Sue Summerford, and it is a web page with a whole bunch of links on it. And the nice thing is, rather than just the link, she actually talks a little bit about what it is in many of them. Most of them, in fact, says in introduction here, the links are categorized to help you find Web 2.0 tools that might be of use, I should say, in the K-12 classroom. And disclaimer on it is, it's highly recommended that the individual teacher carefully preview any sites before sharing materials with the classroom students. And that's, wow, we can't say that enough. At any rate, it's broken into internet resources, blog, podcasts, video logs, and screencast resources. And there is some good stuff in here. Obviously, a couple of my favorites in here, Shooting Along, and good stuff in there as well. There's also collaboration and wiki sites. Again, many good ones in there. Some of those I have bookmarked myself. And then we have online productivity organization tools, followed by online teacher resources and fun stuff to try. I always like fun stuff to try. That takes up much of my weekends often. So, and then there's some really good blogs out here to start reading. And David, let's see, we got 2 cents worth with David Warlick. Let's see, who else we got in there? Anybody moving at the speed there? Creativity, Wes Fryer, Savvy Technologist, Tim Wilson. Who said? I haven't read that one. So, anyway, there's quite a few of them in there, and check those out. And then finally, we are down to I'm going to mess this up. Lenawee Course Links. Not sure how to pronounce that, but there are a whole bunch. of good links in there. So what I'd recommend you do is click that link, check it out, and see if there's anything in there that you could utilize in your classroom, as I'm sure there is. There's lots of good stuff on there. So appreciate you sending that one to me, Peggy. And I got it right this time because last week I messed up. One of the things that was sent to me was from Peggy. And I told you, I knew somebody sent it to me. I just couldn't remember which one it was. And that was the one that Peggy sent to me. Also, along the lines of other resources that showed up in my delicious bookmarks. And in fact, I'll talk a little bit more about that toward the end of this. But Levelator is another product that... that showed up in my delicious bookmarks. And I actually heard about this product first on Twit Network. Listened to one of their podcasts one day. And this is a free tool that basically goes through and levels out your audio, which would have been really, really good to use on the podcast that Peggy and John and I did on Skype recording, because I thought my volume or my my speech in there was a little bit loud because I was probably a little closer to the mic like this. And what Levelator should do is kind of equal everybody out. And I used it a while back. I didn't care for it the first time I used it, so I haven't tried it in a while. But I have noticed here looking at the webpage, it has had a couple updates in it. And I can also tell you that Dave Colley out in the Peoria District uses it on all the productions of the governing board meetings, where he actually runs all the audio through that before he puts it back with the video. And you know, it's kind of, Dave's a whole lot better with video than I am, and he's using pretty cool software. But he said he actually runs the audio through Levelator to get all the levels down, or get all the levels leveled, hence the term Levelator. So cool stuff in there, so check that out. And next is a piece of software that I'm probably going to download and install before the next time that Peggy and John and I have a conversation. This is called CallGraph. It's a free Skype recorder. Now, we had very, very good luck with Pamela the last time we tried it, but Pamela is a free slash for fee piece of software. And basically, the free slash for fee is every 15 minutes I had to restart the recording. And there were a couple of cases where we had a really good conversation going on, and I kind of had to cut it off, and basically I had to blend it all together toward the end of there. Well, in post-production, I had to blend it all together. So I think I'm going to give this a try. This is called CallGraph, and you can check out the link. Of course, it's in the show notes here. But they say on the webpage, and in fact, there's a demo on it as well, which is always nice. Call recording, record your calls in an MP3 file automatically. I like that. Full Skype support, record Skype to Skype, Skype in, Skype out calls completely free, no limits or restrictions of any kind. Excuse me. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The bottom line here is it's free and there's no, it's free and there's no, I don't want to call it, no limits on it, so it doesn't quit working on you. So I'm going to have to try that out. I'm going to download that bad boy and give it a shot. And then the next time Peggy and John and I have a Skype interview slash, I can't really call it an interview. It was a great conversation, would be a better way to say that. So we'll use that the next time we try that conversation out. Following along that lines of cool stuff sent to me is Yak It To Me free text-to-speech audio. And I was looking for something like this in my last NAU class I taught. I had the students actually creating, I wouldn't call it a podcast, but I had them adding audio to a video that they created. Basically, I had them send a PowerPoint to JPEG images and then put it in the Movie Maker, narrate it, and put it up on YouTube. Sounded like a pretty cool assignment. It was, but I had one young lady in there who absolutely hated the way she sounded. And I did find an AT&T website that would actually convert her text into speech. And this is what this says it does. Yak It To Me says it actually does that. And the one challenge I've had with it is I signed up for the account and all that good stuff, and I actually told it to make a conversion for me. But as of the time that I'm talking to you right now, it's not working. And I'm not sure why it's not working, but it's not working. So just for giggles, I'm going to click it one more time here. So we'll open that in a new window. And it crashed my browser the last time I did this, so maybe my computer's a little bit happier now. Wait for it, dramatic pause, wait for it, play. Oh, it's starting. Hey, cool. So that means you can't hear it right now, but what that is saying to me is it is working, so it takes a little bit of time for it to actually come up. So that's kind of cool, because it gave me some grief earlier when I tried that. But this is called Yak It To Me, and again, the link is in the show notes. You can sign up. It's free, which is always good. And then, of course, in the show notes, there is a link to that particular file. And on that particular file, you've got a play button that actually plays right in the browser. So you can click that out, and all I did was I pasted in some text, but you can also send in an RSS feed. You can upload a file to it. You know, all sorts of cool things in here. So if you've got a person, or in fact, if you don't have a microphone, it could be kind of cool too. Because what that would allow you to do is have a person who's shy or a person who doesn't have a microphone to actually take speech from a PDF file, Word document, text file, an RSS feed. In fact, it's claiming it'll read your email or your web page. So this could be really, really cool. So, and apparently you can even, according to their website, you can sic it on your podcast aggregator and drop it into your MP3 player. So this has got some cool potential. So I encourage you to give it a try. I may mess with it a little bit more. Maybe I'll send one of my RSS feeds into it. But I still like the microphone. I still like to talk. And obviously I've been doing it for 2 years here. So, but give it a shot. YakitToMe. YakitToMe.com. Give it a try. And finally, what else do I have here to talk about? Oh, this is a cool site. This really has nothing to do with RSS and podcasting, but it has everything to do with keeping our kids safe. And this is the Internet Safety Podcast. And as I scrolled through this today, it's got 8 podcasts so far. And here's some of the topics on here. The last one was on online predators. The one prior to that was parenting guidelines. How about chat rooms and instant messaging? Safe and responsible surfing. Content filtering. You know how I feel about that, but nonetheless, I think it's something that we need to be aware of what our kids are looking at. What are your kids finding on the internet? Part 2, obviously prefaced by what are your kids finding on the internet? Part 1. I can tell you an easy way to do that. Go check their history. I did that to my daughter one day. She turned a little bit red. She wasn't doing anything wrong. I think she just really freaked out the fact that Dad could go in and hunt that stuff down. And then the original podcast on there says, why are we doing this? So check it out. I'm actually going to subscribe to this and download these so I can listen to them on the way to work. But anything that deals with our kids and safety on the internet, we need to be paying attention to that. And, you know, I really am really happy that somebody's actually doing a podcast on this. So something I'm going to listen to. Hopefully I'll be able to tell you a little bit more about it on the next show. But nonetheless, I think it's a great concept out there. So take a listen and even tell me what you think about that. So could be cool. And then the other thing I did is I was going through my links here today into Delicious and checking out all these cool sites. I decided to myself that I'm always talking about these cool websites that folks send to me. So this time, when I bookmarked them in my Delicious account, I actually also tagged them with AIP. It sounded like a good idea at the time until I actually did a tag search on Delicious with AIP and came up with a whole bunch of other things as well. But nonetheless, if you were looking at Delicious under my bookmarks and search for AIP, you would find the things that I'm talking about. So from this moment forward, everything I talk about on Adventures in Podcasting, I am going to tag in my Delicious accounts with AIP. So what I've done is in the show notes, I put a link to that RSS feed. So if you cared to, you could actually subscribe to my Delicious bookmarks that are looking for the the tag AIP. So in a nutshell, anything I talk about on the show, you can find easily in my Delicious bookmarks. So I think that's could be helpful. Might certainly be helpful for me. So, all right, we're at the 19-minute mark. So much for a short show. I shouldn't say that ever. So, finally, as I get to other items worth mentioning, I just want to note in here that the sfxcommunityclub.pbwiki.com site that I talked about last week was not the school website that I would have alluded you to in the last week's podcast. John was good enough to send me a note and help clarify that for me. And I actually posted part of his email in there. He says, just a few clarifications on this website. It's actually the website for the community club in our area. And he says, I think you referred to it as a school site, which is in fact true. I thought that was wrong, but, you know, every once in a while I do something correct. But, yeah, I was wrong in that case, so I appreciate John clarifying that. And he also shared with us the site that he is using, the wiki site that he's using for his his school. So check that out. He gave us the pronunciation in here, and I appreciate that, John. I'm going to butcher this anyways, but I'm going to try it. Saw X Xavier. I'm going to call it St. Francis Xavier, but maybe I'm messing that up. But nonetheless, there is a link and a clarification on that, so I apologize for messing that up. But check it out. I think that's a great use of a wiki in both cases, and as easy as those things are to update, man, those work out really well. He also put a note in here that the DigiWiki site several other people mentioned worked on as part of a class. This is a proof positive that wikis are great collaborative tools. I can't argue that one bit. I think they're wonderful, wonderful things, and boy, the faster we get, I wouldn't say the faster, but we, you know, it's something that we just need to keep paying attention to, keep plugging away, and keep people trying out. And I can tell you from a personal experience, if you can get a few people using it in something on outside of a work atmosphere where they can actually utilize it in something they're doing outside of work, it kind of takes the maybe the edge off it, if you will. They get into using it and they see how valuable it would be collaborating with people, and it might loosen it up a little bit or make them a little bit more willing to try it out in their professional world. So I think that's cool stuff. Also, as I get ready to close out the show here, the 7th Annual Way Out West Conference is coming up May 3rd, 2008. You can find out more information at the AST website. There is a link in the show notes, but you can also find them at www.ast.org. And, of course, a little self-promotion on here. I do have a new professional website. And, of course, all of my information has been moved over to my SeanWheeler.name site. So check it out. You can check me out at SeanWheeler.name. That's the main website. SeanWheeler.name/blog is my blog. And I had a couple wild things to say last weekend on that. And, finally, you can see this show at SeanWheeler.name/AIP. So check it out. All right, folks, that wraps up the show for this week. It's almost 10 o'clock, which means it's about time for me to go to sleep. And let's see, I'm running 22 minutes, so much for a short show. And I guess it's time to say, my name's Sean Wheeler, and I welcome your comments and feedback. Please drop me a note. You can find me at swheeler@seanwheeler.name. And remember, folks, if it's important enough to say to the class, it's important enough for the class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting. Sean, and I am gone.
Thanks for joining me today. This wraps up another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who have unknowingly helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music courtesy of DePalm, who can be found on PodSafeAudio.com, Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software, and finally Steve Banahan for feed edit software, which allows me to create the XML code for this feed. This is Adventures in Podcasting.